Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible. Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, although there is still a lot of cattle to trade in the cash cattle arena before the end of the week, the sharp losses yesterday are expected to set the tone for the market here today. Live trade did develop in several areas. We saw a $113 trade here in our part of the country. That's about $7 lower than last week. The potential for additional futures market weakness is also likely to add follow-through pressure in cash trade as the week continues. This could significantly limit the amount of cattle sold through the week. Additional sharp losses in box beef values midweek has started the landslide of price shifts lower as traders remain concerned of further demand erosion. The combination of technical and fundamental pressure redeveloping across the hog trade in the last week has added increased volatility to the complex, expanded trade limits of $4.50 available in all lean hog contracts, as nearby contracts have already broken below support levels and are starting out at contract low prices. On the grains, wheat markets are weaker across the board, following through on yesterday's heavy selling to trade lower for the fourth session in a row. That was in Chicago. Wednesday's price action felt like a delayed response to corn's bearish fundamentals dealt the past 48 hours. Wheat corn spreads had rallied to the highest level since 2014, getting to levels which made continued wheat gains difficult to justify. Rumor prices overnight as corn attempts to stabilize near contract lows on the front end, while new crop prices notched fresh contract lows yesterday. It was interesting to note calendar spread strengthening on the old crop portion of the curve while weakening on the new crop portion of the curve. And the soy complex is firmer across the board after soybeans have seen both sides during the 5 a.m. hour. Heavy selling was sustained yesterday in what felt like a delayed reaction to USDA's prospective plantings report on Tuesday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle was down 450. That was limit down 450, 97.32. June down 450, 87.57. April feeder cattle down 450, 117.42. May down 450 at 118.40. Kansas City wheat, May down 7.25, 467 three quarters. July was down 7.5, 475. Chicago wheat, May down 6 cents, 544 and a quarter. July was down 7 cents, 540 and three quarters. May corn up 3.25, 338. July up 2.75 at 340. 41.5. May soybeans down a half this morning, 862.25. July down a quarter penny, 867. May cotton up 144, 49.85. July up 134, 49.56. May crude's up 193, 22.24. And May natural gas unchanged, 159 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.